The cultural highlights for our region this weekend include new plays, indie folk, opera, German classical music, plus a whole lot more. Wham! Theater in Lenox, Mass. Begins its 12th season with an online Fresh Takes play reading of Letters to Kamala, streaming beginning this Sunday through Sunday, March 21st. Playwright Rachel Lynette conjures three female American political leaders of the past who share their wisdom, perspective, and wry humor with vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris. Charlotta Bass was the first black woman candidate for vice president. Charlene Mitchell was the first black woman to run for president. And Patsy Matsu Takamoto Mink was the first woman of color to be elected to the House of Representatives and the first Asian American to run for president. For more info, visit www.whamtheater.com. Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield, Mass. Is celebrating its 10th annual 10x10 New Play Festival, part of the 2021 10x10 Upstreet Arts Festival in Pittsfield. The 10x10 New Play Festival will be filmed live on the main stage and will stream online this weekend and next. Plays in the program are variously about Lizzie Borden, Cupid, brownies laced with pot, and a whole lot more. Visit barringtonstageco.org for more details. The Albany-based indie folk outfit The Magdalens perform live from the stage of Spencertown Academy on Saturday at 7:30 as part of the Academy's Roots and Shoots concert series. The Magdalens play original songs and covers drawn from a unique blend of Americana, post-punk, and indie classics. The group features Renee DeVink as lead singer and songwriter, Brittany Orlebecki on violin, and John Kaplis on guitar. No registration is necessary, and the concert streams live on the Academy's YouTube channel at 7:30 p.m. The irrepressible Hershey Felder, who explores the work of various artists and composers through his one-man shows, tackles Puccini on Sunday at 8 p.m. in his Live from Florence series, brought to us via the Berkshire Theater Group in Pittsfield. Performed on location in Lucca, Italy, in the very home where Puccini was born, the program recounts the great composer's scandalous life, his female characters, and how the real woman in his life affected the women he created on stage in such operas as La Bohème, Tosca, and Madama Butterfly. More info is available at berkshiretheatergroup.org. This week's new BSO Now Online video stream features Giancarlo Guerrero leading the Boston Symphony Orchestra in an all-German program of Kurt Weill's Suite from the Threepenny Opera and Hindemith's Concert Music for Strings and Brass, as well as chamber music, featuring Florence Price's five folk songs in counterpoint in a themed concert called A Fragile Peace Between the Wars, streaming now through April 10th. Visit www.bso.org/now for details. And finally, there's quite a lineup on Sunday night at 7 p.m. at the Falcon in Marlborough, New York, featuring a trio of amazing musicians, including keyboardist Brian Mitchell, who worked with the late Levon Helm, drummer Sean Pelton of the Saturday Night Live band, and bassist Tony Garnier, best known for his many decades as the musical director of Bob Dylan's band for almost the entirety of the Nobel Prize winner's so-called never-ending tour. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.